You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In breaking news, a resident from Onifero Village contacted us this morning and explained that they have witnessed an increase in non-local traffic heading out and into Auckland at parts of the southern Auckland border since the rest of the country entered Level 3. Firstly, to give a little background on the border controls at the southern border, since the rest of New Zealand, bar Auckland, entered Level 3 at 11:59pm on Tuesday, the 31st of August, there have been five southern border checkpoints at the following locations. 1. State Highway 1 at the Mercer off-ramp for southbound traffic. 2. State Highway 1 at Oram Road for northbound traffic. 3. Mangatawhiri Road at State Highway 2. 4. East Coast Road to the Waharo Regional Park, and 5. State Highway 22 at Pukekaua to Churchill Road and Logan Road. At these checkpoints, people will be stopped by police and asked for proof of their essential travel. With Auckland now being in Alert Level 3 and the rest of the country at Alert Level 2, legal reasons to cross the border have increased, with the government now allowing people to leave Auckland to move permanently or attend a funeral or a tangi or visit a dying relative. However, strict restrictions are still supposed to be in place to avoid COVID-19 spreading outside of Auckland. At the request of the community, Port Waikato has been included within the Auckland border to ensure those residents are not cut off from essential services close to their homes. However, residents are concerned there are no police checkpoints set up for the Port Waikato area or at Onifero Village. Residents report that they have seen traffic in the area quadruple since August 31st and believe that the vehicles are not locals. They say that they are seeing regular nighttime traffic, which is unusual for the rural, isolated, south of Port Waikato area. Residents have been in touch with local police, who they say have assured them that there have been patrols of the area and occasional roadblocks. Despite this, the locals feel that not enough is being done to prevent people travelling out of Auckland and potentially spreading COVID-19 to the wider New Zealand community. An Onifero Village resident spoke with me this morning to tell me what they have witnessed in terms of increased non-local traffic driving in and out of Auckland within their area. We also talk about what response they've had from officials about it. The resident wants to remain anonymous, so I have transcribed their interview and had Friday Wire producer Elena Shadbolt voice their words to maintain their privacy. I began by asking the resident to explain what they understand to be the gaps in the border based on what they have seen in their community throughout the latest lockdown.
What the story is, so they have a checkpoint at Mercer, as you know, and at the Onifero golf course. There is no checkpoint in the Onifero village and there is no checkpoint at Port Waikato. So you can go from Tuakau, Pukekohe, Auckland via the Onifero village or Port Waikato to Hamilton, Raglan, Taranaki, whatever you like. When the Waikato went to level 2 and Auckland stayed in level 3, the traffic on the road quadrupled. After 5 or 6 days, a friend of ours went down to the checkpoint and told them what was going on, and the police weren't that interested. They said that they are doing patrols.
So just to clarify, they went to the closest checkpoint to Point Waikato, which is the State Highway 22 Pukekaua checkpoint, yeah?
The closest checkpoint, and said this is what is going on. We get a ton of cars coming past here that aren't local. We know who the locals are. This is a road where we have 20 or 30 cars max, and they are all locals. If you're not a local out here, you shouldn't be here, you know what I mean? It's a rural community, it's an isolated community. There's no reason to be here other than the people who live here. That's gone from that to the point where, I don't know, last Saturday, I think, it was something like 68 cars my daughter counted went past our house. Doesn't sound like a lot to a townie, but it's a lot when there are normally 15. That was in the afternoon. We're getting the odd police car coming through. The last 2 days, there has been quite a bit more of a presence, but they're just driving around. They're not setting up roadblocks or patrols or anything like that. Anybody can drive wherever they want if they know their way around here. If people think, oh, it's a long way out of their road, it only adds an extra half an hour from Auckland to Hamilton, you know? It's just absurd. We're getting cars all hours of the night. So one of the neighbours went and talked to the police about the cars coming through late at night past his farm. And he was told to stay away from them. Those are the guys running the drugs. The local police are really good. The local police are saying that they should just shut down the Tuakau Bridge and the Mercer Bridge, and it shuts down the whole route. But like they say, the local police, what would they know? Their bosses don't agree with them. It's just absurd. We're getting carloads and carloads of people coming through, and they're not doing a thing about it. I mean, like I say, the odd patrol roadblock, but yeah, it's definitely a very big hole, and there's no way they're going to stop this COVID with the amount of people that are coming through.
So you've seen police come through and sort of, you know, patrol the area, but there's not a consistent presence there at all?
No, no, definitely not. It's such a rabbit warren past the Onifedo village. People can go where they want. You know, they've pulled over a few people, but probably 5 or 10% of what is going through. And a lot of vehicles coming through are the same vehicles. They are obviously Aucklanders, townies who have discovered a route and are using it and abusing it. What's really amazing is that we usually have no traffic on this road at night time, late at night, and now we're getting cars coming through at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And particularly if that's where you're living all the time, it must be very noticeable when there's a change.
We've lived here 20 years. We know what traffic is on the road and what cars are on the road, and this isn't locals.
That was Friday Wire producer Elena Shadbolt voicing the transcribed interview I had this morning with an Onifedo resident speaking about their community's concern about gaps in the southern Auckland border at Point Waikato and Onifedo Village. The resident wanted to remain anonymous, so we are protecting their privacy by having this interview revoiced. I reached out to the police this morning, who responded with a written comment on the issue, which I will read now. Quote, "Police have patrols working on a 24/7 basis in the area covered by unsealed roads on the southern border. Staff patrolling are stopping all vehicles they encounter to ensure any travel is permitted. Anyone found in these areas attempting to cross the boundary can expect to face enforcement action as a result." Unquote. I've also contacted COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins for comment on this report and hope to follow up with him soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.